Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 18th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Appreciate Christina Caramo coming on again. The website, migop.org. Just click on their events and you can get your tickets there online. Greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate this event coming right here to Northern Michigan, Frisky's Farm Market, this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. High school seniors will be required to fill out a free application for federal student aid, the acronym, of course, FAFSA, in order to graduate. Under legislation that received its first look by a Senate committee hearing yesterday afternoon in Lansing, Michigan. The full-blown communist, Senator Darren Calamari, Democrat of Trenton, put forward a bill, Senate Bill 463. It's being pushed by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Michigan College Access Network, in order to lure more high school students to achieve some type of post-secondary education. With Governor Gretchen Whitmer pushing to get 30% of the working age adults with skilled trade certificates or a college degree, Ryan Bliss of the Michigan College Access Network's executive director and Senator Calamari said aggressive action is needed now. Calamari told the Senate Education Committee yesterday that he didn't know that attending a pricey private school such as Kalamazoo College was an option for him until he filled out a FAFSA application. Once he filled out the application, they gave him a list of all the schools that qualified. Once he found out how much the student aid was that he qualified for, Calamari and his family were able to make the numbers work for him to attend the college he really wanted to attend. He said too many students either don't know about the form or they don't even fill it out because it's seen as being too complicated and not worth the effort. Therefore, Michigan residents leave roughly $100 million on the table every single year. Requiring students to fill out the form will at least force them to open themselves up to the possibility that the money exists. I don't want other students to fail to realize their potential just because a stupid form got in their way. School districts have been offered up to $10 million in incentives to urge students to fill out the form. Senate Education Committee Chair Dana Polhanke, Democrat from Livonia, a former government school teacher, said that from her experience, the efforts have amounted to a five-minute speech and a quick checkup. Bliss also said the experience that they've had from Louisiana, which made filling out the FAFSA forms a requirement, shows that it resulted in more students ending up qualifying for the funding and then going on to complete a degree. School districts are not excited about the possible additional requirements, but if students don't move to a trade school or at least a community college immediately after graduation, statistics show that the likelihood that they'll ever go on to higher education goes down dramatically with each passing year. He supported the legislature adding more money to the fiscal year 2025 budget to help school districts with the administrative support needed to help students fill out this form. Calamari stressed that there are opt-out components, provisions in the bill, and that among 12 other states that have similar requirements, this bill is the most comprehensive of all. I've researched what other states have done, and I feel my bill improves even on what they have passed. If parents refuse to sign the FAFSA form, or there's some other issue with filling it out, a student can still graduate under the bill. However, the size of the loopholes the school districts may ask for could prove to be another issue. This isn't experimental policy, folks. It works. So the bill is moving forward through the House and the Senate as we speak, and I believe they're probably going to pass this before they end this legislative session the first week in November. That's how fast they're ramming bills through. This is part of the discussion we're going to have with State Representative Josh Shriver tomorrow on the show from 10 to 10:30. Again, he represents the 66th House District, northern Macomb County from Shelby Township up to Romeo, and then the first three townships just inside Oakland County. I believe it's Addison, Oakland, and Brandon townships, if memory serves me correct. So yes, very, very, very interesting how they're pushing these bills through and how they're making all this money available. And now they want this form to be required to be filled out in order for seniors to graduate. Why is it that they push that they have to go to college? Why not vocational training? Why not some type of alternative education, like what we were talking with Dr. Jeff earlier, becoming a vet tech or veterinarian nurse, which is really what that position is, an apprenticeship at the Sioux Animal Hospital, while they go to community college to get the two-year degree necessary to be productive right away in a job that has a lot of demand. Jeff says when he advertises for a veterinarian doctor and even a vet tech, he'll get five resumes from veterans and only one from a vet tech. That's how much they are in need, in shortage, in have a high demand. So, yeah, very, very interesting story. Another short little story I want to get in this segment. As you know, we're dealing with the UAW strikes, all the things that are happening there with the plants being shut down. Well, guess what? Another division of the UAW is the casinos. For the first time in their 24-year history, more than 3,000 workers at the three Detroit casinos, represented by the Detroit Casino Council, walked out, formed picket lines, and left the casinos at noon yesterday. Alicia Weaver, a guest room attendee at the MGM Grand and contract negotiator, said the union didn't anticipate the strike because they thought the casinos would make good on a promise to take care of the workers after they agreed to a three-year contract extension during the COVID Chinese virus pandemic. Weaver said, "We lived through the pandemic. We did our part. We made concessions. We understood that there would be less people at the casinos. Everybody was wearing masks. Everybody did their part. Now that the pandemic is over, we want a new contract. And the casinos are not living up to their word. We need them to now do their part. And they're trying to act like they don't even remember what they told us just 3 years ago." She said the union has been hard at work trying to hammer out a deal with the casinos for the last few months. And according to the union release, came out yesterday, Tuesday afternoon, the proposals from the casinos were rejected. Five major concerns. The company is offering us nickels and dimes. and they want us to pay more for our health care. This is according to Terry Sykes, UAW Local 7777, president of Motor City Casino. And also, by the way, a casino dealer. Other concerns include job security language that exists in other casinos, the retirement package, which they said has an increase in 8 years, an increase to hire more workers because they laid off 1,500 during the COVID-19 pandemic. Weaver said she hoped the public wouldn't continue to visit MGM Grand, Motor City Casino, and the Hollywood casinos at Greektown. This is where they are being, the striking protesters are striking and the workers are outside. She said union members would strike as long as it took for them to have their demands met. You know what's interesting about this, folks? They don't understand that gambling is, to most people, recreation. A distraction, a fun night out. They just basically want to escape and have some fun at the potential of winning a big jackpot. It's not essential. These workers act like what they do is essential to the public. Well, guess what? It isn't. As a matter of fact, it's somewhat of a habit. A lot of people, every Friday night, they go to the casino. That's their movie night, their date night, their night out on the town. They go, they might go and enjoy the restaurants, the food at a discount, whatever. But if you strike, and you strike long enough, guess what? People get out of the habit. They'll start doing other things on a Friday night. These union people don't understand that this could hurt the industry. And some people will just walk away from it. So we'll see how long this goes. Of course, they lose millions of dollars every day that they are not serving their customers. So let's see how fast they settle this one. We'll keep an eye on this one. Final segment today's show. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of today, this Wednesday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Couple of links available to you if you'd like them sent to your phone. Number one, I want to remind you, Tolini Farms, ready to deliver a quarter side of their Montana Ancestry Black Angus beef. Just text me beef. I'll text you the phone number to call to talk to Cliff directly, and he'll be able to deliver your beef to you this week. He's stocked up, ready to go, and you'll absolutely enjoy this beef. Vicky and I are going to have one of his rib steaks tonight for dinner. We're looking forward to that. Also, you need to contact PIEG Connect if you're a PIG electric customer. Give them a call, 800-423-6634. They're open from 8 a.m. to 4:30. Give them your address. They'll check to see if the fiber optic high-speed internet is available for you to hook up to. Great service, great speeds, unbelievable, reliable service. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise. Fantastic. If you live in the PIEG area, you are an electric customer, you need to give them a call. You can also go online. It's PIEGconnect.com. Find out if they're in your area. If not, they'll tell you when they're coming to your area and you can get on the list. So greatly appreciate if you guys do that. Our goal is to get everybody that's a PIEG electric customer on their internet service. That is exactly what we want to do. Businesses, residential, whatever you have, they have the perfect package for you. Very affordable. The 100 Mbps package starting at $54.95 a month for your home or your business. And if you want much more faster speeds than that, they offer a 1 gig package that starts at $84.95. And that's what we are hoping to get for the radio station there in Sheboygan. So we're excited. We're glad to have them as a sponsor, and we're looking forward to using them for our radio station. And then, of course, lastly, I want to remind you, event. Text me the word event. I'll text you the link to the training that's coming up Saturday, December 2nd, Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 12:30. You can go to the website, acconservice.org, read over all the information. Cost is $35. It'll include a book as well as a reference guide and a copy of the Michigan State Constitution. I'm going through the training for the next 2 weekends to be the certified instructor for the class. You guys will learn so much. It's unbelievable. I had somebody question whether or not a board has to adopt the rules to be under their Open Meetings Act meetings, if they have to use Robert's Rules of Order or not. He's checking the Michigan Compiled Law, the MCL. I believe it's covered in the Open Meetings Act. And if they don't operate properly, you can call the chairman out on it and actually shut down the meeting. So we'll have all that training and information for you. Again, text me the word event, and I'll text you the link. If you want to connect with Cliff Tolini, text me beef, and we'll get you the information. And also, I mentioned that tomorrow, starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Northern Michigan RV, no appointment necessary. Bring your camper, your trailer, your motorhome, whatever you have. No appointment necessary. Just pull up, get in line. They'll winterize your RV for $99. And, of course, we are going to get our trailer winterized tomorrow afternoon, and then I'll be storing it there with a for sale sign on it. I explained all that to you previously, earlier than the show. If you would like the video link to the trailer and the information about it, just text me trailer. We're going to be selling that and expanding the radio station. So we're excited. We got so many things happening. This is just good time to be involved in all these activities, these events, getting prepared for next year, 2024's election. And also, if you're thinking about running for elected office, this training is almost mandatory. You need to come to this training. If you're thinking about running for school board, county commissioner, you want to be a township trustee, supervisor, whatever it is you're thinking about doing, you need to text me the word event, and I'll send you the link. And if you're just a concerned citizen and you want to hold your public officials accountable, you should come to the training as well. So we're excited. The radio station and Antrim County Conservative Union working together. I'm going to be reaching out to Liberty Rising, the group there, Stephanie Jacobson, Marcy, and the folks in Otsego County, Sheboygan County. We have folks that need to run for office there. You guys need to get together and carpool down to Jay's Sporting Goods on Saturday, December 2nd. It's only 2.5 hours. It'll be fast. It'll be crash course. You'll have to be awake. Drink some coffee, drink some Red Bull, drink whatever you need, but we are going to cover a lot of information quickly. Well, that's it for today's show. Now we head back to the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.